name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this festival of the Holy Trinity, Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." And Peter said, "Therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we celebrate the festival of the Holy Trinity, that the true God, Yahweh, the great I Am, who revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush and said, "I am who I am." This one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the mystery of the Holy Trinity, the Christian Church proclaims to all the world the reality that's exhibited on this banner behind me, that the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, but the Father is not the Son, the Son is not the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is not the Father. Each person, true God, but it's the Father who created you. It was the Son who was crucified for you, and it's the Holy Spirit who gives you faith. This great mystery is beyond our comprehension, but we rejoice and revel in the mysteries of God. As Christians, we leave the mysteries alone. We worship who God truly is, rejoicing in the triune God, the Holy Trinity, the great I Am. On the insert that we use for the Athanasian Creed, I encourage you to go home and read the historical introduction about the great bishop and pastor Athanasius, for whom this creed is named. Athanasius, in 325 at the Council of Nicaea, stood up against the heretic Arius. Arius was teaching that Jesus was just a creature made by God, which is heresy. And Athanasius proclaimed that Jesus is very God of very God, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit, and proclaimed to his generation, as we proclaim to our generation, the truth, how God has revealed himself to us in the Holy Trinity. We need the doctrine of the Trinity and the confession of these creeds even more today than in the past. All of the non-anti-Christian cults, all of the false religions deny the Trinity, every single one of them, because the human brain tries to figure it out and comes up and concocts and creates religions opposed to the Word of God. When you are confessing the creeds with your little children sitting next to you and your grandparents on the other side, you are proclaiming that this is the truth of God for all generations. It does not change. This is God's self-revelation of who he is. We didn't come up with this. This is who God is and how he has revealed himself to us. The Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, the great I Am, one God in three persons. And the sermon on the Trinity is really pretty simple. Let's look at the Father, I Am. The Son, I Am. The Holy Spirit, I Am. And we begin with the Father. The Father, the I Am. Jesus said, "I have come from the Father," meaning he was with the Father, the Son of God, in eternity, and came to earth to be born of Mary, the Son of Mary. We call that his incarnation. Jesus came from the Father. Thus, he honors the Father. There is one Father whom we seek to glorify, and this Father is the judge of all mankind. The Word of the Father became the Word of the Son to us. Jesus says, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father," because he brings the Father's Word and says, "If you keep my Father's Word and the Word of Jesus, you will never see death." Though the Jews are offended by this, what Jesus is saying is, because I came from the Father who created you, because Jesus will be raised from the dead, you never really see death. Did you realize that? You have already died with Christ in your baptism, and the new man has come forth. When your body dies, your soul goes to be with Jesus, and then your body on the last day is raised. Death is not the end. Death is the door from this life to the next life. So we never really see death at all, because we've already died with Christ in our baptism, and we have eternal life now. So remember that. The Father gives you eternal life right now. It's not just in the future. It's life that you have now. That's what Jesus means. Then Jesus refers to Abraham, the father of all the Jews. God the Father, through his son Jesus, spoke to Abraham and all the prophets. And Abraham would become the father of all the Jews in his seed, that is in Jesus. All the nations of the world would be blessed. Jesus says, the Father glorifies me. The Father and Son know each other. He keeps the Father's word. The beautiful thing about the ministry of Jesus is he says, the words I have are not mine. They're the words of my Father. If you want to know what God the Father has to say, then you listen to his Son, Jesus. Then Jesus makes an amazing claim. Abraham in the Old Testament rejoiced to see my day, the day of the Christ. Abraham lived in 2000 BC. Abraham could see ahead the day of Christ Jesus and rejoiced 2000 years before. Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am. Meaning, Jesus was with the Father and the Holy Spirit as Yahweh Elohim, the Lord God, the great I am. Of course, the reason why the Jews took up stones to stone Jesus was if just a human being claimed this, they were guilty of blasphemy. But of course, Jesus wasn't just a human being. He was God in human flesh, and he was the I am, along with the Father and the Son. Rejoice today that this Father created you. He knows the fingerprint on your thumb. He knows the hairs on your head. He knows your personality. He knows your abilities and your talents. After all, the Father created you. He knows your woes and afflictions. He knows the things that cause you to rejoice. The reason why you had an earthly father is because you have a heavenly Father. God is not the great poobah of the universe. He's not some grand architect and the great it God of the sky. No, God is your Father. Rejoice in God the Father, the great I am. Then, of course, there is the Son, the great I am. Jesus grew up in Nazareth. He was a carpenter's son. He was attested by God to be the Christ by his mighty works, wonders, and signs. The miracles that Jesus did pointed to him that he was God in human flesh. God did these in our midst here on earth. By the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, however, this Jesus was to be crucified, killed, and raised on the third day. He is ascended to the right hand of God. The Holy One was raised to life. Why? To be your intercessor. That's why Jesus is at the right hand of God. Jesus was of the royal line of David, the messianic line of Judah and Jesse and David. David also saw into the future and saw 1,000 years ahead of time the coming of Jesus, the Christ. Jesus is the new King David. Jesus is the seed of Abraham. Jesus is the second Adam. Jesus is the new Israel. Jesus is the shepherd, the lamb, the high priest. All the promises of God find their yes in Jesus. In his resurrection, God raised him and exalted him to the right hand of God. And the reason he, as the Son, is before the Father is because he's there to intercede for you. He's saying to the Father, I was crucified in their place as their substitute. I poured out my blood for them. I count them righteous and holy, because in holy baptism they are clothed with me like a white robe. They are justified before you, Father, because I paid the price and died in their place. Therefore, have mercy on them. Every day, Jesus the Son is pleading for you, specifically, each and every one of us, as our great high priest. So we worship the Father, the great I Am, the Son, the great I Am, and the Holy Spirit, the great I Am. The epistle lesson today was the sermon from Pentecost, which we celebrated last week. It's the sermon that Peter preaches, proclaiming that the promised Holy Spirit, which Jesus foretold at his ascension would come, has come down from the Father and was poured out on them. And remember, last week we celebrated the sound of the rushing wind, the tongues of fire on their head, and they spoke in all the languages of the world the gospel of Christ. In the people came from all around the Roman Empire, and after they returned home, the Great Commission was beginning, taking the gospel to all the nations, reversing the Tower of Babel, and bringing all the nations into one language together of the gospel. And people forget that after Peter's sermon, 3,000 people were baptized. The Spirit was poured out. What they saw and heard in Christ was now proclaimed to all the world. The reason you are here this morning is because the Holy Spirit poured out faith into your heart. You wouldn't even be here this morning if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit. Through the preaching of the Word, through being taught by Holy Scripture, by being baptized in the triune name, hearing the word of absolution, and coming to receive Christ's actual body and blood under the bread and wine for the forgiveness of your sins, the Holy Spirit has created faith in your heart to repent and confess your sins, to turn from them, and to turn towards Christ. It's amazing how God works in our life by word and by prayer. The Father gave his words to the Son, who said, "The Spirit will bring to remembrance to the apostles what I've said," which is recorded in the Scripture. We read the Scripture, the faith is created in our heart by the Holy Spirit. We pray through the Holy Spirit, through the name of Jesus, to God the Father. This beautiful circle and relationship, by word he speaks to us, and by prayer we speak to him. And did you know what the Holy Spirit gives you? It's what Peter said in the sermon today. You can say this about yourself because the Holy Spirit is in you and has given you faith. My heart is glad. My tongue rejoices. My flesh dwells in hope. My spirit knows the path of life, David said. And my soul is full of gladness in his presence. You have that as a reality in your life because of the Holy Spirit. So on this Holy Trinity Sunday, as Christians all over the world are celebrating this festival, the mystery of the Holy Trinity is taught in all three ecumenical creeds. On non-communion Sundays, and when we baptize someone, we confess the Apostles' Creed. On communion Sundays, we confess the Nicene Creed. And once a year, today, we confess the Athanasian Creed. Why? Because God has revealed himself to us in Holy Scripture. You don't have to find him. He has found you in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. To our generation, we must proclaim this truth of one God in three persons. Rejoice. Revel in this great mystery, this personal connection that you have to God. The Father who created you, the Son who redeemed you, and the Spirit who sanctified you. All praise be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, forever and ever, the great and eternal I Am. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Amen.
We stand to sing the offertory.